Hey everyone, if you know me, you know that I've been investing in precious metals for many, many years. Once I realized that private banking cartels could drastically manipulate currencies, putting my family savings in jeopardy, I decided to take matters into my own hand and diversify our savings strategy. This is why I buy physical silver and gold and invest in metals through our Roth and 401k, and I only invest with Colonial Metals Group. CMG is the exclusive sponsor of the Shannon Joy Show, and they're helping me set up a safe and secure self-directed IRA where I have access to my assets no matter what the stock market, or for that matter, the government is doing. Let the team of experts at Colonial help you protect your family's future with an extra special offer just for the SJ audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705 0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver just for the SJ audience. Join me today and take back your power. Secure your wealth with Colonial Metals Group. Well, hello world, and welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. We're broadcasting from the Joy Virtual Studio right here in the beautiful Finger Lakes region of New York State. It is so good to be with all of you today. It is Thursday, March 28th, and we are live, live, live right here on Rumble, live on Twitter, Spreely TV, Roku, Apple TV. We've got all the podcasts and, of course, our 50,000 watt blowtorch News Radio Wham 1180. We're coming to you every day, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And it's great to be with all of you. We are rogue. We are independent here at the Shannon Joy Show, and there's a lot going on. We are very close to launching the brand new, beautiful, from the bottom up, the Shannon Joy Show website. I am so excited to unveil that for all of you. We have a lot of cool features. You'll be able to get the show every day on the website. That way, if we get deplatformed anywhere, you guys will be able to find the show. Also, there's going to be an option to subscribe to my email list so that you can get updates and additional information and resources. Just a lot of really cool things going on. So excited for all of that, and just so excited to grow the show. We're going to be announcing some new collaborations in the next month. You guys are going to be really excited, and it's just really pretty awesome. Can't believe that we have been able to really emancipate from the major mainstream conservative news media platforms and just broadcast, podcast, and distribute this show in so many different areas. That's what keeps us safe, and that's why we can be independent. So thank you to all of you. We have a big show today. I was musing on Twitter earlier this morning, and I've noticed this phenomenon about fear porn, and it just doesn't seem to be working like it's used to. It is as if, and I've really noticed this since COVID-19 and the lockdowns and the lies about masking and vaxxing and 6 feet social distance and all of the craziness, that the American people just aren't that into it anymore, right? They're busy trying to survive themselves, take care of their own family, deal with the inflation, housing prices, rental prices, all of the crap that is being thrown at us on a daily basis by our institutions, two political parties, you name it. And we're just not into that 24-hour frenzied news cycle that just dumps fear porn after fear porn. And I noticed it especially in the recent barge incident in Baltimore with the bridge and a few other places as well. So we're going to talk about that today. Two big articles we're going to look at. The mainstream news media and the massive pharmaceutical corporations are picking up and pushing out this unbelievably horrific surge in cancers among all age demographics, but specifically young kids and young adults. Devastating. Great piece from Daniel Horowitz on that over at The Blaze, which we're going to feature today. Also, while everyone is focusing on all of the fear porn and the latest outrage of the day, the Biden administration very quietly putting out the news that they are seriously considering an executive order granting extreme amnesty to illegal immigrants right before a presidential election. Nothing new under the sun here. So we're going to look at that in a piece from the Daily Caller. Also, love to get your comments on the live chat. It's just you and me today, mano y mano, right here in the Joy Virtual Studio. No guest. So it'll be a loosey-goosey show. I'd love to take your questions and read your comments. And so let's go to the live chat right now. If you guys are watching on Rumble, please give us a thumbs up. Follow the Shannon Joy Show. Give us a comment on the live chat or even hit the join button to join our locals community. We're going to be doing more with that. Also, next week, before I do get to the live chat, we are going to welcome into the Joy Virtual Studio two amazing medical doctors, medical freedom movement, Dr. Pierre Corey. He wrote the book on ivermectin. Ivermectin now being suppressed, continuing to be suppressed by mainstream news media, the medical industrial complex, and even the courts. But we're winning on that front. And that's very important because this cancer surge in what we're seeing now, what doctors are saying about ivermectin and its ability to potentially treat these cancers is really, really important. I had a devastating direct message from a follower on Twitter just this morning. And she messaged me and said, Shannon, please keep talking about COVID and the lockdowns and the vaccines and the adverse impact and the cancers. She told me a harrowing story about her mother and her father, both dead very shortly after their COVID-19 shots and then boosters. Tragic, tragic story. She herself was forced to get the COVID-19 vaccine in the dark days of 2021, because she needed a surgery and they wouldn't perform surgery on her without her getting the COVID-19 vaccine. And she has now recently been diagnosed with cancer, tumors. These stories, I hear them over and over and over. And this cancer surge is incredibly disturbing. CNN, Daily Mail, mainstream news media, and also the major pharmaceutical corporations who shoved the vaccines into your arm are now looking to cash in on the cancer that they've caused. So we're going to look at that with Dr. Pierre Corey next week. Also, Dr. Kat Lindley, another amazing warrior doctor out of Texas. She is reporting on the World Health Organization, and they are moving pedal to the metal to secure and seize more global powers to compel more nation states and democracies to lock down at their whim for any type of health emergency, which could include climate emergencies, mental health emergencies, you name it. It is a power grab. It's happening in May, just weeks away. And Dr. Kat Lindley has been reporting on that. She's going to bring her expertise to the Shannon Joy Show next week. Next week is going to be a short week. It's spring break here in New York State for the kiddos. So all of my little rugrats, they're not so little anymore. I have a 12-year-old, a 15-year-old, and a 17-year-old. They're all going to be home, all up in my business. As you know, I broadcast from the house. And so we are going to have a short week. There will be a show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, probably Thursday. Yes, there will be a show on Thursday, Friday, and Monday. A week from now, we are not going to have a show. So we'll either do a rerun or you're just going to have to miss us, right? Because with this self-producing, there, you know, I don't have so many tricks up my sleeve in terms of guest hosts and getting old shows on. So we're just going to do the best we can. Still learning the whole production thing. I'm also thinking about, real quickly, just a little bit of housekeeping before we get into the stories and the news of the day. We're also going to talk about Robert F. Kennedy's vice president pick. You guys know how I feel about it. She's pretty much a leftist progressive, but she's also pretty young and very rich. She's going to fund his campaign over the next 7 months. Many people encouraging me to just hold up and give her a chance. We got to see how this all plays out. And so I want to hear from all of you what you think about that. I think it's fair, right? We're in the wild, wild west of election cycles. Everything is changing. Again, the American people, the consumer is rejecting much of what the mainstream media, the corporate woke elite, and also the uniparty are throwing at us. And so this could be an interesting election year. I'm interested in what you guys think about that. We're going to discuss that as well. also DeSantis just keeps winning. I mean, there is the gold standard right there. Every single day, it's a new press conference, a new initiative, a new win. What DeSantis has achieved in the state of Florida is the gold standard of leadership and governance that we should be demanding across the country. No solutions in Washington, D.C. It's going to be bottom up from the outside in, these reforms. Yet there is nothing from conservative media and the Republican Party to bolster that movement. But it is a movement nonetheless. Ron DeSantis now standing up for property rights, homeowners' rights, and putting the clamps down on, you know, squatters, which has been a big problem since COVID-19. And just the latest in a litany of wins for Governor DeSantis, opening the Epstein files, combating illegal immigration with stricter immigration laws in the state of Florida, just won a huge victory in terms of elections, really securing Republicans and conservatives, hold on the electoral politics in Florida. And it's just one win after another after another. You can see that we can have nice things. Our parties, however, nationally and in so many red and blue states are just completely corrupted. But there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And that's the benefit of Ron DeSantis. That's why, quite frankly, though, I wish he were in the race. I wish that we had an option to vote for a President DeSantis. I'm not sad that he's in Florida, because just his very existence and the successful nature of his governorship and his agenda, it is a beacon of light. It is a signal, and it also exposes some of the worst fake rhino leftist GOP governors in the country. Their inability to achieve anything is way more evident when you put them up against what's going down in Florida. So it's very, very important what he is doing. We're going to be keeping an eye on that as well. I'd love to get him back in the Joy Virtual Studio again to follow what he's doing in Florida. Just opening up the Epstein files, unbelievable, right? So we're going to talk about that today as well. Huge thank you to our sponsors, ConnectiMobile. We love the folks over at ConnectiMobile. Completely secure phones, phone plans, total encryption, and all for as little as $35 a month. You're going to hear a little bit more about them a little later in the program. Phone123.com/joy. That's phone123.com/joy for peace of mind. So that's the agenda item for today. I have a hard out at 12:15 Eastern time at the latest because I have a hair appointment. So I'm not going to be able to do, you know, my typical one and a half, two-hour shows today. Got to go get the hair did. And so I'm going to be out at around 11 or about 12:15 p.m. Eastern time today. Listen, being on air on video every single day, you got to do hair and makeup every day, which is a nightmare. I'm not used to that. Back when I was doing my podcast, you don't have to look good to get in front of a microphone and bang out a 45, 50-minute podcast, right? So platforming to all these video platforms over the last year and a half has been really, it's been a completely new learning curve. And yeah, you got to get up and do your hair and makeup every day. And I do everything. You guys know I'm self-producing. So I do the lighting, the hair, the makeup, download the videos. And so I am seriously considering, and I want to hear from all of you on the live chat what you think about this. I am looking at not in the next few weeks, but in the next month or two, pushing back the show and having a new start time a little bit later, 12 p.m. Eastern time every day. And that's only because with self-producing, there's a lot of work that goes into pre-producing this show. So I have to get up, you have to set up the links, you have to distribute them everywhere. You got to promote the show, download all the videos, make sure that the guest is lined up, get all the prep ready to go. And so there are just a lot of buttons I have to push and things I have to do, just minutia, that takes about an hour to an hour, 15 minutes every day before I do the show, including the hair and the makeup, et cetera, et cetera. So what that's doing, because I'm starting or trying to start at 11 a.m., it's just shrinking the amount of time I have to do the actual show prep. where I get, you know, my thoughts organized and everything laid out and all of my articles and everything that I want to present to you. And so I just think the show, I want the show to have a little bit more meat in it. And so I think what I'm going to have to do is a later start time. If you guys are completely against that, just let me know. I don't think it's going to be a big deal. I tried to do the 11 a.m. because honestly, I didn't want to go up against Steve Days because I know he's live at noon, but we're in different time zones anyway. And you guys are going to find what you're going to find and it's all right. So Studio 8424 says, bets on Shannon running over and rescheduling. I have $10 that says yes. Yeah, you guys know how I am. But listen, I'm not going to miss my hair appointment. That is where I draw the line. All right, you got to get the hair done. And so they squeezed me into, it's kind of an emergency highlight session. I sound so shallow. Yeah, Chuck Tisa. But Steve Dace, I know you guys love Steve Dace. Listen, he's on for what, 2-3 hours? You can get him. I'm on for an hour. It's going to be fine. Just let me know what you think about that. If you really don't want me to move the start time to 12 noon Eastern time, I'll consider it. But I just think I think it's going to be a better show. So we're going to work on that. Let me get to the live chat and then we'll go to break and then we'll hit the news of the day. We'll talk about the fear porn. I've been noticing this phenomenon and I started thinking about it this morning based on a tweet that was put out by Jeffrey Tucker of Brownstone Institute. And so we're going to talk about that. It's very, very important. If the fear porn stops working and Americans aren't terrified about everything every day, and this is happening in, you know, and this is increasing this level of sentiment, then that's a big, big problem. It's a problem for the Uniparty. It's a problem for Con Inc., Bizarro Con, and the mainstream news media, because their entire business model rests on keeping you scared, senseless every day with the next new outrage and the next new, you know, atrocity, right? And so it really impacts their business model and also the great globalist resetters, okay? Much of their agenda rests on scaring people and rendering you impotent so that you allow them to come in with even worse policy prescriptions and bigger government and more atrocities and more suppression into totalitarianism. And it's just this endless cycle. So if the American people and the American consumers are just kind of like, yeah, we're over this. We're not going to play that game anymore. We're just going to go about our lives and figure out how to survive. Then it really challenges and presents a problem to a lot of the entities who are at the source of most of our problems that we're facing today. So it's kind of important. We're going to talk about that. Also, the story, you know, the cancer issue. Because that is, it's just devastating. And then we'll look at this piece in Daily Caller from President Joe Biden, or about President Joe Biden, looking to issue amnesty via executive order. It's on the agenda and we're not paying attention to it because of, as I mentioned, the 24-hour fear, panic, fear porn propaganda coming out from all of the mainstream news media outlets and Con Inc. So no one's really talking about that. So we're going to get to that. Also, I have two awesome videos. One by RFK with Chris Cuomo and another from Jordan Peterson that prove that this issue of COVID-19 lockdowns, what they did to us in 2020, what they're continuing to do to us now, just by the very nature of RFK being in the presidential contest, we can enjoy that this issue will remain in the fore. And that is very important. So we're going to look at those awesome videos and you're going to be inspired by those. And we're going to continue to fight for liberty and freedom and common sense and truth and justice on the Shannon Joy Show. So let's get to the live chat. Let's see who we have here. Sandy Lou 58. Thank you so much, darling. She is now a monthly supporter. And thank you to Vedana for teaching everyone on the live chat how to become supporters of the Shannon Joy Show. For $5 a month, you get the pretty pink banner around your comments and you support this independent enterprise here on Rumble. We are completely independent and self-produced and platformed. And so that is something very unique in conservative media today. And we're going to continue to rely upon all of you for, you know, to keep this train chugging along. Okay, let's see who else we have. Chuck Tiza is with us. CJP Rumble, of course, is with us today. We have Hammer O Justice. Who else do we have? IB Deb is with us today. Zen Woman, so good to see all of you guys. Oh, this is terrible. Ashoka Tano Nationalist is with us. Welcome to the live chat, Ashoka. I haven't seen you before. I appreciate your comment. My dad's uncle passed away from a sudden resurge in cancer. He beat cancer, but after getting the vaccine, the cancer resurged, and my great uncle passed away from cancer in November of 2022. Terrible, terrible. Way too many stories like that. Hammer of Justice. In terms of medical freedom, okay, I like the move. I'm a fisher, hunter, and gardener, so I like the environment being taken care of, and I don't have an issue there. I do have some hesitations, though. And he's talking about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And the question, one of the questions today is, should we just write him off as a candidate because we're not crazy about his pick for vice president? And I'm reconsidering, you know, I told you yesterday, RFK Jr. is not off the table for me personally because There has been so much that he has done, and there are certain agenda items I'd like to see in the next 7 months, mainly the issue of COVID-19 lockdowns and a reckoning on that be on the table as a discussion point for the 2024 presidential election. And we have seen in his discourse with Chris Cuomo just yesterday that that's the case. Just the nature of him being in the contest is good for our movement. And it's good for platforming some of our agenda items, not all of them. RFK Jr. is not good on a whole lot of things. But again, we haven't seen what he would do. He is a relative unknown. We know what Trump would do. We know what Biden would do. And maybe it's just time to try something new. I just don't know. I'm not going to tell you guys what to do. But I do think that it is fair. CJP Rumble says, hey, Shannon, or what is this? To some people here, Vidana has a comment. Hey, Vidana, to some people, COVID lockdown, vaccines, and injury are fear porn and are tuned out. Even if not tuned out, then cognitive dissonance. That's a great point, Vidana, that we run the risk. And it's something I think about constantly. This is why I always tell you guys on the show, we don't operate from a place of fear on this show. Hundreds of billions of experimental vaccines shoved into people's arms is a terrible, terrible thing with an experimental product that we know now is wreaking havoc. All of the signals, the VAERS signals, the VSafe data signals, it's all out there. It is a nightmare and a disaster. But to Vidana's point, you know, you can't live your life in fear. I do believe in miracles. I do believe that healing can happen. We have a lot of medical doctors out there, brilliant scientists looking into all of this. And I think that the way to address this is to acknowledge the truth about what's going on. There's also this issue. I mean, that we're so connected globally because of the internet and because of technology, and the news cycle moves so fast that really on any given day, you can find an atrocity. It's just a matter of what the news outlets are going to promote, which atrocity they're going to promote. And they usually pick the ones that would further a political agenda that they are trying to push. So there really is, you can find something terrible in any given town every single day. And that's kind of what they do. And so you just can't live in fear. So yeah, there are really good common sense things that people can do to protect themselves from the environmental toxins, from what's in our water, what's in our food, and sadly, what has become of our medical industrial complex. But that doesn't mean that you live in fear. So that was a really great point from Vidana. And there's a lot of discussion about the showtime, and people want to take a vote, CJP Rumble. A vote on the showtime, 2 p.m. Eastern time. I can never do 2 p.m. Eastern time. I've got way too much going on with the kids. So yeah, Winford Frank, great question. I wonder what Ed Dowd and Del Bigtree think about RFK appointing this Nicole woman. Yeah, I think that they probably, I mean, if I were to guess, I have no idea. If I were to guess, I would think that they probably, like myself, believe that RFK Jr. in platforming our issues, needs to have a platform in this 2024 electoral campaign. My position is you guys vote for who you want to. I'm not going to do vote shaming. Oh, and by the way, I responded to David Limbaugh. The vote shaming is also coming out. This is a tactic and tool, particularly on the right. Conservative Inc. and BizarroCon will go out and with a sledgehammer try to shame and name anyone who doesn't pledge fealty to their orange god, the MAGA cult, and Donald Trump. And they'll go out and you know, I love David Limbaugh. We follow each other on Twitter. Yes, he's Rush Limbaugh's brother. And we've been following each other for quite some time. But him trotting out this vote shaming tactic is not going to work this year. It's just not going to work. So, yes, good point. Ham wrote justice. Dell was on the stage for the announcement. So he knew. I think that it's a money play. I think RFK picked, I don't think it's any more complicated than what Jordan Schachtel laid out yesterday on Twitter. RFK Jr. chose the lady to be his VP because she's rich and she's going to fund his campaign. And who else would shell out that kind of dough for an independent campaign? No one. So I think we just need to sit back and keep it, you know, keep it real, allow each other to vote for or support whoever we want in this cycle. And in every way, shape, or form, try to keep the medical freedom movement together. That's the number one agenda. All right, so let's see who else we have here. Bill Benz is with us as well. Iowa, Denise K. votes for 2 p.m. It's not happening at 2 p.m. Not going to happen. It's 12 or 11 a.m. Eastern time. I'm considering doing the 12 p.m. Eastern time showtime. It'll be fine. Maybe you guys will just have to choose between me and Steve. No, just joking. You can rewatch the show. You can watch it. You don't have to watch this show live. You can rewatch it. In fact, most of the views that we get for the Shannon Joy Show on a regular basis are after the live. So it's perfectly fine. All right, let's go to break real quick. When we come back, we're going to hit the headlines. We're going to start with Daniel Horowitz's piece. And Aaron Siri posted this out as well. There's a new CNN piece out there. And it's now mainstream. Turbo cancers, aggressive cancers, cancer surges among young people. Absolutely tragic. This is why we stay close to people like Dr. Pierre Corey, who's going to be with us next week, and Dr. Mackis, an oncologist out of Canada, who's a regular on the Shannon Joy Show. This is going to impact so many people's lives and young people as well. It's an absolute tragedy, and they continue to gaslight us by talking about everything but the hundreds of billions of toxic, poisonous COVID-19 jabs that were shoved in people's arms in 2021 and 22 as a reason for this sudden surge. We're going to look at Daniel's piece when we come back. Also, great video from RFK Jr. with Chris Cuomo and also Jordan Peterson that established this issue of COVID-19 lockdowns and the vaccines. It's not going to be removed from the discourse in 2024, and that's a good thing. We'll be back in a moment right here on The Shannon Joy Show. Thanks for listening to The Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. As you all know, the Joy family is super sporty. We all play volleyball. The kids are playing beach volleyball in the summer, high school volleyball in the fall, and right now we are traveling across the country almost every weekend, different city every weekend, playing club volleyball. And the kids need good nutrition. Very difficult to be healthy on the road. Sometimes they're playing, you know, up to 5 games a day, 10 games in a weekend. And they need the vitamins and minerals. They need the nutrition. And I'm so thrilled to partner up with Field of Greens so that they can get all of the vitamins and the nutrients and the nutrition that they need to supplement their regular diet and keep them full of energy and healthy on the court. Also, healing after these long tournaments is really important. And the product line over at Field of Greens is fantastic. It is an easy way to make sure that your family is getting the nutrients that they need all natural every single day. Go to fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com. And plug in the promo code Shannon. You can check out their whole lineup of products. And if you put in that promo code Shannon, you'll get 15% off your order. So we're super excited to partner up with them and looking forward to a super healthy, 2023. Hello, friends. Shannon Joy here for Connecta Mobile. In a world where every message could be one. And every move tracked, your privacy is not just a preference, it's a necessity. Introducing the ultimate guardian of your digital life, Connecta Mobile. With Connecta, experience the safety of military-grade encrypted messages, where your conversations are yours and yours alone. No data tracking, no eyes on your information, just pure unbreachable privacy. For total phone security and privacy, check out our new sponsors over at Connecta. Visit www.phone123.com/joy or call them today at 941-246-2156. Guys, this is military grade technology in the palm of your hands, because privacy isn't a feature, it's your right. Go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy and take back control with Connecta Mobile. Welcome back, everyone, to the Shannon and Joy Show. Again, press the wrong button for that commercial break, but we're doing the best we can. Before we get to Daniel Horowitz's piece in The Blaze on the turbo cancers, we're going to get that to that in a moment. Let's talk about the fear porn, and let's hit that issue before we start. I pushed this out on Twitter today that I have noticed a phenomenon since COVID that I find very, very interesting. It seems to me, and I don't know if you guys are seeing this as well, that Americans aren't really interested in that 24-hour fear-driven news cycle where everything is doom and gloom. It's always about the next crisis or the massive fight between the two political candidates. It's a new court case. It's something with MAGA. It's just this relentlessly intense news reporting that I think people are getting fatigued of. From World War III predictions, remember when the terror attack happened in Israel? And I mean, the imagery was devastating. It was disturbing. It was relentless. I mean, they pounded that for a really, for an extended period of time on mainstream news media and conservative media. It fomented World War III predictions that we're going to get involved in conflicts in the Middle East, that nuclear bombs were going to be dropped, right? And it's like, you know, from that to school shootings, to subway stabbings, there was, you know, terrible video that came out of New York City, the barge terrorism in Maryland just a day or two ago that people already seem kind of over. I'm just going to be honest. It's like, yeah, that happened. You have Steve Bannon and everyone on Con Inc. talking about it, that it was terrorism or it was an attack from the Chi-Coms. And I get it. I mean, it's pretty disturbing, but I just don't think the American people are paying attention to it. I'm sensing that people, and you know, listen, you have the barge to, you know, the climate crisis that the mainstream news media is relentlessly reporting on. Al Gore, they're trying Al Gore out again about the end of the world. I'm sensing that people are just kind of tuning all of this out. And even the 24-hour election rage news cycle, right? Biden versus Trump, Trump's legal woes, the court cases. Biden, you know, is slurring his words in some campaign stop and saying this and that. It all just seems to be a bit boring and predictable these days. And I think that this is going to present a problem for the bottom line for the fear porn industry. So that's mainstream news media, Con Inc., but also the Uniparty, right? If they can't rely on the typical D versus R fist fight or, you know, cat fight every day, that opens the door for third-party candidates and independent candidates, people like RFK Jr. And it also opens the door for a discourse that I don't think mainstream news media and our elites in U.S. politics want to happen. And it's really amazing to think about. Remember the alien affair? So they really tried this, and this was interesting to watch. that was a major campaign. You had QAnon on overdrive. And remember, this was, I don't know, what was this, 6 months ago? It was shortly after Tucker Carlson was emancipated from Fox News and he went on to Twitter. And you had this weird, bizarre story about the aliens. QAnon was going crazy. BizarroCon was going crazy. Tucker Carlson was stoking the flames, right, with his reporting on aliens. Marjorie Taylor Greene was out there with her messaging. You had intelligence reports, like official intelligence reports, that there was evidence of alien life forms and that they had them in their possession. It was a little bit bizarre. Even a congressional hearing, Republicans and Democrats giving oxygen to this issue. And it did not even register as a blip on the American people's radar. That was shocking to me, right? In fact, amazingly, most Americans mocked it and were like, what? This is ridiculous, you know? So I have a feeling, I mean, they really threw everything but the kitchen sink at the whole alien thing. And they're throwing everything but the kitchen sink at this 2024 election cycle, which is supposed to be Biden, Trump, Trump, Biden. Trump is selling Bibles now, which is bizarre. This affects their bottom line, right? They're, you know, the ability of the American people to move on and focus their energy and their time and their attention on things that are going to matter to them and their own communities, for their own families within their own corner of the world, in my opinion, is a very, very good thing. I think it shows a maturity, a wariness, and a savviness, I think, of the American media consumer that we did not see 3 years ago. We certainly haven't seen in the past decade. And if this continues, I mean, if we can move through this election cycle and continue to have the American people tuning out from the peripheral stories and focusing in on the stories that matter to them. And that is this cancer epidemic, right? How many hundreds of thousands of Americans, of millions of Americans, were shot up by the COVID-19 vaccine? We now have latent impact, it seems, in the form of these cancers. And so that is something I assure you, the average American is going to be far more impacted by these type of cancers and the cancer surge and the turbo cancers than they will by a barge terrorist attack, right? In my opinion, the likelihood, I mean, if you want to talk about impact, these COVID vaccines and the lockdowns and the impact on the economy, on the fabric of our society, on our culture, and on our bodies and the health of our bodies, way more important and absolutely dwarfs any threat that a domestic terrorist or a foreign terrorist could pose. At least that's what we're seeing right now. I don't wake up every day and worry about, you know, a terror attack in my community, because it just doesn't ever happen. It happens rarely, and they uber promote it. But it's the other peripheral things that are more impactful to the average American. So I think this is a good thing. I think this shows that the American people are beginning to wake up, presents a huge opportunity for independent media and independent voices. It shows what the American people, hopefully the American consumer, want in the next few years in terms of discourse. They want to know about the things that are really going to impact them. They want to know how they can protect and help their family survive. They want to know within reason. They just don't want to be, you know, anxiety ridden every day. And so I think that's what they're going to want. And that's why you have to be very, very careful. I try, the editorial part of this program is pretty difficult because there's so much outrage out there and there's so many stories and the cycle moves so fast every day. I'm like, what is the most important thing? You know, what is not being reported at mainstream news media? What is being ignored by conservative ink? And what are the stories that are most important to my audience that you guys can actually have some impact on? Right? So many of the outlets today just dangle out absolute fear with no real solutions. And then when solutions are presented, like Ron DeSantis, for example, they're nowhere to be found. That's one of your clues that the business of Con Inc. and the business of fear porn is at play. It would be wonderful if we could starve that beast. And I think that it's happening. I do think this is happening. And this was inspired actually, this thought process for me. And I think it's a phenomenon. So keep it up. We are making decisions about media consumption. We are making decisions right now about electoral, right? The electoral process and whether or not we're going to allow this fake uniparty to option false choice system play out again in 2024. And so we've seen Americans have rejected the vaccines. They have rejected Disney. They've rejected Target because of the woke DEI and gender bending agendas that they're pushing out. The American people have rejected Bud Light, created a huge problem for Anheuser-Busch tanking sales. It's unbelievable. The American people are rejecting electric vehicles. And in mass, they are rejecting not only the COVID-19 vaccines, but all vaccines. So this is showing, despite the power, the money, the wealth, the connectedness, and the stranglehold that these outlets have on the American people and your ability to obtain good information, the American people are making better decisions. And I think that's a good thing, right? Yeah, Ashoka Tano nationalist. Bizarro Khan threw a fit over the DeSantis Babylon Bee article yesterday. I actually have the Babylon Bee article. I printed it out today. Maybe I'll read it to you guys. Yeah, this is presenting. If fear porn doesn't work, right? It's clickbait. It's outrage. It's fear. It's anything that is titillating that is going to get you to click on. And this is unfortunately the business model that Bizarro Khan and Khan Inc. have rested on to sell, you know, the merch and the prepper packages and whatever it is that they're trying to sell. And I'm not saying that we don't need advertisers, but, it's relentless. And I think people are tuning out from it. But this came from a tweet from Jeffrey Tucker. It got me thinking. An interview in Estonia, and this is from Jeffrey Tucker. And this is about Brownstone Institute. And this is, you know, this is the difference between the crap that you're served by Bizarro Khan and Khan Inc. every day and the good stuff, right? The stuff that is going to make you think, that is going to inform you, that is going to empower you. And this is the type of information that we should be consuming every day. So this was from Jeffrey Tucker over at Brownstone Institute, and this was the tweet that got me thinking this morning. An interviewer in Estonia asked me an interesting question, said Jeffrey Tucker. Namely, how does it happen that the content on Brownstone Institute always seems so fresh, intriguing, engaging, and oddly different than anything else on the internet? I think the question is a real one, said Jeffrey, and I sought to answer, and he's the editor-in-chief, founder of Brownstone Institute. This is what he wrote. I suspect it's due to sincerity of purpose, rigor of argument and research, broadness in spirit, and the desire to put the revelation of truth ahead of ideological bromides and browbeating. That might seem obvious, but obviously it is rare in research journalism today, especially in the current partisan environment. The contributors at Brownstone Institute, of course, are all over the map in terms of intellectual background and pre-existing ideological loyalties, but all are united in outrage at what happened to the world from 2020 and beyond, prompting a closer look at the present, past, and future in light of what we learned, and do so without artificial boundaries of what is and isn't sayable. Why should this approach be so rare? Honestly, I suspect it comes down to the thinness of opposition to the whole thing from the intellectual class, says Jeffrey Tucker. So many were on the wrong side and are now embarrassed by this and so would rather not talk about it at all. That leaves the field wide open to those willing to grapple with the full horror and its implications. That's Jeffrey Tucker over at Brownstone Institute, and that's why everything that they do is so important, okay? That is the filet mignon. That is the prime rib of intellectual discourse. You can have the spam on Khan Inc. and Bizarro Khan, and the lowest level, 100 level discourse about the politics of today, the outrage, the fear porn, or you can go out and find the good stuff, the stuff that will be edifying, that will empower you to think. What a miracle that we have that today, that we have an independent news media revolution, shows like this one, organizations like Brownstone, Epic Times, Daniel Horowitz, Steve Dace, right? The great aggregators like Vigilant Fox and Chief Nerd, who we use all the time here on the Shannon Joy Show, Daily Clout and Naomi Wolf and their work. Amazing. Zero Hedge and a million brilliant Substacks. Rumble, which allows us to platform these contrarian ideas every day. Just amazing. This is good. This should give you hope. All right. So when we come back, we are going to hit the cancer article from Daniel Horowitz. And then we're going to move on to some great video from RFK Jr. We're not writing him off just because we're not crazy about his VP pick. She's Moneybag. She's going to fund his campaign, but hopefully she's going to fund the discourse. And the discourse must continue in election year 2024. RFK Jr. has the impact and has the opportunity to upset the apple cart. And that's why he should be in the race. Whether or not you want to vote for him, that's fine. I don't really care. But the voice and the platform and the issue needs to be at the fore. And his candidacy is going to help do that. And you're going to see that with a great, great discourse between RFK Jr. and Chris Cuomo, which keeps that issue of COVID-19 atrocities and horrors of 2020 and 2021 on the table. We'll be back in a moment to continue on the Shannon Joy Show. Thanks for listening to the Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. Hey guys, I am so psyched to be working with the folks over at Colonial Metals Group. You guys know that I am all about personal empowerment, never living in fear or waiting for some politician to save you. Being at the whim of the stock market or the current administration does not make me feel safe or secure. But having a self-directed IRA where I can safely store physical gold and silver, assets that have stood the test of time, makes a lot of sense to me. Let the team of experts at CMG help you protect your family's future. Maybe you're just getting started. Maybe you're already in a 401k or an IRA, or maybe you're thinking about your parents' retirement. Regardless of your situation, Colonial Metals Group can help. We put together a special offer for this audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705-0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. Don't sit around waiting for a politician to save you. Save yourself, protect your wealth, and call Colonial Metals Group today.
New details tonight on the 1963 assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. The alleged assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald, was involved in a CIA operation 3 months before the assassination.
This project was said to be a covert CIA operation that was developing a top-secret vaccine and/or a biological weapon.
What they're doing is they're trying to kill Castro.
I'm just a patsy.
In 1963, the world was a powder keg ready to explode. With the CIA holding a match to fuses on every continent. From Vietnam to Cuba, clandestine operations were being waged to preserve a fascist New World Order, which emerged from the ashes of the Third Reich. Assassination teams within the CIA had their eyes on two sitting heads of state. Fidel, a few years earlier, had survived an agency-led coup d'etat. The other head of state, President John F. Kennedy, had scuttled that attempted overthrow and pledged to dismantle the agency, which was already planning his demise. U.S. soil was no longer sacred nor safe from the murderous reach of the CIA, which now reached ambitiously into the heartland of America and into the bayous of New Orleans.
Not mean, however, I mean a communist.
A young girl found herself caught up in a clandestine covert operation to eliminate Fidel Castro. This wouldn't be a shot heard around the world, but rather a silent shot of super cancer-causing poison derived from a monkey simian virus called SV40. A team of fascists hell-bent on defeating communism, directed by the CIA, was formed in New Orleans. This den of vipers included the head of the National Cancer Society, the FBI's former head agent in mafia-controlled Chicago, and a paramilitary instructor who would bring in a double agent named Lee Harvey Oswald. This tale has everything from murder, espionage, a tragic love story, to bioweapons and the genesis of gain-of-function research. At the end of this, we'll have one dead doctor, multiple dead agents, and a dead president. I'm Shannon Joy. Stay tuned as I take you through the full story. Welcome back, everyone, to the Shannon Joy Show. You can grab the full story, the kill shot, right here on the Shannon Joy Show Rumble channel. And we are talking about fear porn. Just doesn't seem to have the impact that it's had over the past 10 years. I'm just fatigued by it. I'm like, you know, and watching, it's very interesting to watch how the American people have related to really that very terrible, barge incident in Baltimore, just taking out that bridge. But I, you know, people are just kind of, all right, well, sorry about your bridge, Baltimore. You deal with that. We've got crap to deal with in our own community. Namely, we can't afford rent. No one can buy a house because real estate prices are through the roof. Every single time you go to the grocery store, it's another $100 because inflation is so rampant. And now everyone has cancer. Right now we have a massive, massive cancer surge. So we've got a lot on our plate. And, you know, the fear porn thing just doesn't seem to be working. And I'm not saying that these things aren't bad. I'm not even saying that wasn't terror. It might have been. Or the Chinese, but you can only, there's only so much outrage and fear that a human being can process in a given time. And it's just too much. It's just too much. It has the impact of just not meaning anything. And so they've tapped out on that one. And I think that's a good thing. I think that's empowering. Ormsby says, God is in control. Absolutely. If you, seriously, there's nothing to fear. God is in control. Even when very concerning stories like this one come out. Daniel Horowitz, yes, I agree. He had an amazing show yesterday. In fact, yesterday is a must listen for Daniel Horowitz over at The Blaze. He's the host of Conservative Review, the Conservative Review podcast. He's a regular on the Shannon Joy Show. Brilliant. One of the most brilliant political thinkers in the country and potentially the world. And yesterday, I mean, he laid it down wicked hard. It's time to name and shame the Supreme Court justices that are completely screwing every freedom agenda, every medical freedom agenda item. And it's time to call them out. And he was not shy. Roberts, Barrett, and Kavanaugh, in a very sneaky and nasty way, Supreme Court appointees, by the way, Donald Trump, are absolutely screwing conservatives and Republicans and the Constitution. And, you know, brilliant analysis. And what he's saying now is that it is time for us to exert political pressure on Supreme Court justices, because it seems that that's the only way to move them into the right position, which is really interesting to conceive. I can't explain it as well as he can. Take a listen. Make sure you follow Daniel. We'll get him on here again, but I agree with you. He's amazing. He wrote this yesterday on The Blaze. What does Big Pharma know about the youth cancer epidemic that we don't? It is evident, says Daniel Horowitz, that the COVID shots have caused sudden death, blood disorders, heart damage, autoimmune disorders, and neurological damage. Why not cancer too? Aaron Seary pushed out yesterday a CNN report blasting what medical authorities and governments are now very concerned about. And this is a surge in cancers, especially among young people. This is what Daniel writes. Excess cancers, cardiac deaths, stillbirths, it's all there. It's only the future of humanity on the line, as excess mortality among young adults has become a part of the new normal since 2021. The world is now focused on the news of Kate Middleton's cancer diagnosis coming so soon after the diagnosis of her father-in-law, King Charles. And it's impossible to know how the Princess of Wales got cancer, but it is time to ask why there are so many cancers. Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca, the three main makers of the COVID-19 shots, are now openly bragging about joining the race to find the cure for the sudden surge in cancer, which is so disgusting. But this underscores what I have told you, that the business model of the 21st century is to poison you and then sell you the antidote. Poison humanity, sell them the antidote. You are the product, the consumer, and the experiments, all wrapped up in one. And they are going to use and exploit human bodies in perpetuity if we allow them to. And if we allow this election cycle in 2024 to continue without discussion of what happened in 2021. Just before Kate's announcement, writes Daniel Horowitz over at The Blaze, the Daily Mail on March 15th published a comprehensive report warning of the explosion in cancers among young adults, especially in the developed world. If you are a viewer or listener of the Shannon Joy Show, you have known about this for 18 months or even earlier. We have been talking about this as a potential for well over a year. Tragically, Americans don't know about this, and their lives and the lives of their families are in danger because of it. Many of them continuing to get these COVID shots inexplicably. All right. This is from the Daily Mail. Studies project diagnosis will continue to rise by 31% and deaths will rise by 21% in 2030, says Daily Mail. Nearly every continent is experiencing an increase in various types of cancer in people under 50 years old, which is particularly problematic as the disease tends to be caught in later stages in this population because most doctors aren't trained to look for it in young people. Okay. Australia, New Zealand, heavily vaxxed populations have the highest cancer rates in the world. Okay. The Daily Mail offers expert speculation, and this is what CNN did as well, gaslighting. Daily Mail, at least, well, both of these outlets really laid on the gaslighting, right? It's obesity, it's the poor diet, it's unhealthy lifestyles, it's environmental, it's the climate crisis, it's the stress, it's that they didn't get screenings during 2020, 21, and 22 because of COVID-19, and all those things might contribute on the periphery, right? But they rightly note in the Daily Mail write-up that because lifestyles, habits, and diets vary so widely from country to country, they now believe these factors do not entirely account for the surge. They won't talk about vaccines, though, especially in the CNN write-up. They talked about everything but 300 billion experimental spike-protein-laden mRNA shots shoved into the arms of vast populations that, you know, you can't even look at that. You can't even discuss that. More importantly, while there has been, evidence in the way that we have seen cancers in the growth of cancer rates, it has been a gradual increase in cancers for years. But while that has been happening, there has been an epidemic level precipitous increase just over the past few years, an increase that belies any natural trend and that appears to be concentrated in the highly vaccinated countries. And this was underscored in my conversation with Dr. William Mackis, an oncologist out of Canada who has studied this and writes about it in his Substack, that these cancers are also incredibly aggressive. They're cancers unlike any cancers he has ever seen in his, you know, two decades of practice. He's treated thousands upon thousands of cancer patients. And so you can see that anecdotally. I can see it anecdotally in my own world. People that I know getting cancer at rates that I've never seen in my life. a recent preprint paper co-authored by Carlos Alegría, Yuri Nunez, and David Wiseman, looked at cancer rates in the U.S. in 2020, 21, and 22, and found a shocking increase, which empirically proves the anecdotal evidence that you have observed, that I have observed, that our medical doctors and the medical freedom movement have been warning about for quite some time, that proves the anecdotal evidence we're observing of oncology and radiology appointments being booked up around the country. A student of statistics would easily see that this deviates from past generations' general trend of diet, obesity, and lifestyle. The standard deviations from the mean since 2021 are off the chart, writes Daniel Horowitz. Thus, while it's possible that the bioweapon of the COVID virus itself could bear some responsibility to the rise in cancers, the timing suggests that the shots are the likelier culprit. Again, if you're talking about a pathogen, you know, if you breathe it in, if you're ingesting it through the respiratory system, it's not going to be nearly as damaging to the body as if it is injected. If it's injected and it gets into blood vessels and capillaries, and the lipid nanoparticles distribute the spike protein to every major organ, that is a very different impact than if you caught COVID-19 in 2020 and became sick from it. So we've had experts talk about that on this program. All right, so this is devastating. The American Cancer Society is writing about this and sounding the alarm bell. You have Daily Mail, you have CNN, you have agencies, I believe, even some of the United States health agencies are writing about this and talking about this. And here we have it, right? And this is why we are living a nightmare, says CJP Rumble. Absolutely. Studio 8424 is razzing me. I said I had a heart out at 12:15. I do. Maybe 12:20. All right. We can go for another 11 minutes. Yeah, we are living in a nightmare. And you know, this is why, and we're going to go to let's do the RFK video, because I'm not going to get to everything. Let's go to the RFK video. This is why I'm willing to give Bobby Kennedy Jr. a pass on what I think was a terrible pick, a liberal progressive for his running mate, right? And, you know, her story is not written. She is pretty young. A lot of people on Twitter were saying to me yesterday, listen, she has, you know, you have to give people, you have to allow people to be red-pilled and wake up and be black-pilled. And everyone comes to the truth at a different time in their life for different reasons. And people did rightly point out she had a child that was vaccine injured. I can attest, I can tell you, before I realized my children were vaccine injured, I was not interested in any of these topics. I was vaxxed up. Well, I wasn't. I never really got vaccines. Not because I didn't want them, just because I was lazy. But my kids, I mean, we did the whole vaccine cycles. We took all of the pediatrician's recommendations, never even thought about vaccines ever, okay, until it impacted me personally. And even these larger issues, you know, COVID-19 and the lockdowns, you know, certain people were impacted more than others, and that had the effect of waking them up quicker than other people. If you're living in Silicon Valley and you're used to your life behind the computer anyway, and it's not really impacting you, then you might not be out there. So that being said, you know, I do agree that, you know, maybe we give her another chance or we just observe. I'm not against that. But the reason is that, you know, the reason that I think that this is important is because of the discourse that Bobby Kennedy Jr. had with Chris Cuomo yesterday. Again, what's more important? I don't care about the outcome of the 2024 presidential election. I just don't care. I think it's the least important presidential election of our lifetime. And so you can vote for whoever you want. In fact, I mentioned that David Limbaugh is now rolling out the vote shaming. Okay. And this is what he wrote on Twitter. I believe, as do most Republicans, that I must vote for the candidate most likely to save the country from this mess. And it can't be Biden because he's the primary cause of it. I understand you hate Trump. No, I don't hate Trump. No one hates Trump. I witnessed what Trump did in his discernible policy outcome from the lockdowns to the vaccines in real time with my life when it was destroyed in 2020, David Limbaugh. So no, this has nothing to do with feelings and emotion. And I hate when they do that. Okay. But this is what he tweets out because he's trying to shame people and bully people into voting against their conscience, right? Because of something worse. Again, the fear porn. You have to be so afraid of Joe Biden that you hold your nose and vote for the guy that did all of this to us. I understand you hate Trump, says David Limbaugh, brother of Rush Limbaugh. But this isn't about you. It's about the USA. We must get beyond ourselves. So I responded to him because it just annoys me. This annoys me. I'm not going to fall for this year. I don't think you should either. I don't think anyone should be shamed into voting for RFK or Trump or Biden. You go into the voting booth and you vote for who you want. You vote according to your conscience, period. We're not going to do vote shaming here on the Shannon Joy Show, okay? We're just not doing it. So I responded, yeah, no. People should not be frightened or shamed into voting for the guy who utterly destroyed America with his lockdowns and poison vaccines. Vote your conscience. And that's my position, regardless of the candidate. And I see a lot of people on the live chat right now, and a lot of you are not comfortable with RFK Jr., Studio 8424. I hear you. If that is your position, then don't vote for him. And do what you need to do from your own corner of the world, according to your own unique talents and ability to further the cause of freedom and to fight back and to resist this tyranny that is coming and is coming to us at the hands of the two-party political system and the uniparty. All right. So I'm cool with it. I'm cool with all of you voting for who you want to. But it's a discourse that I'm going to play in the final segment of the Shannon Joy Show when we come back that really underscores my position that regardless of that VP pick, we should be thankful. And I am thankful that RFK is still in this process because the rhetoric, the discourse, and the platforming of this issue, especially in light of the news coming out about cancer, an epidemic of cancer, they're going to try to gaslight us on this and pretend that it's not the vaccine. This is why we need that third party. And I'll take a fourth candidate or a fifth candidate. I love lots of candidates. I want more and more and more. And so when we come back, we're going to look at that discourse. And if I have time, I will play the Jordan Peterson video as well. And yes, I know I told you I'm a hard out at 2:15 p.m. Eastern time, but I gave myself a little bit of wiggle room so we can go a little bit longer. And then I promise it is going to be a hard out. I think Studio 80, I think that, CJP Rumble. You called it, man. You called it that. Of course, I'm going to have to go over. This is the Shannon Joy Show, guys. We'll be back in a moment to continue the discussion and look at that great discourse between RFK Jr. and Chris Cuomo. Really underscoring the reason for keeping him in the race. He needs to be in this race, and I'm glad he is. We'll be back in a moment right here on the Shannon Joy Show. Hey, everyone. If you are anything like me, you live your life on your phone, working, banking, shopping, connecting with friends and family. But in the digital shadows are rogue apps watching your every move, collecting that data. And in the silence are spies listening to your private conversations. Feeling paranoid? Well, me too. And you're not alone. With Kinecta Mobile, peace of mind is one tap away. Leveraging military-grade encryption, Kinecta shields your data, ensuring your conversations and information stay private. Build a fortress around your digital life starting at just $35 a month. You'll get an encrypted device, data and conversations, no data tracking, and a free secure phone with trade-in. Do not compromise on privacy. Take control with Kinecta. Go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy. Now is the time for peace of mind, and you can get it with Kinecta. Welcome back, everyone, to the Shannon Joy Show final segment. Everyone on the live chat encouraging me to let the salon know that I'm going to be late for my hair appointment. I'm not going to be late. I gave myself a very, very large cushion. I set the goal for ending the show at 12:15 p.m. Eastern time on the sharp, but I have some cushion. So yes, I'll let the salon know. I'm going to make my hair appointment. and everything's going to be okay. Loving the live chat right now. Garth Hilton, RFK needs to do whatever he can to get on the debate stage. I agree. Studio 8424, yes, we work outside the system, not voting at all. And hey, you know what? If you want a protest vote and you don't want to show up and engage in what really is a rigged political system, what is, you know, election 2024, listen, you do you. Here on the Shannon Joy Show, we are not going to shame or belittle or demean or put down anyone for making decisions about what they're going to do in terms of a political stand. I respect all of you way too much. We're not going to do the shame game. They're going to do it over at BizarroCon. They're going to do it over at Con Inc. And they're going to hammer you relentlessly to bend the knee, pledge the fealty, join MAGA. And if you don't, you're just as bad as Biden. You're just as bad as the liberal progressives. And that's just a complete fallacy. It's an utter fallacy. Nautical says it's Trump's job to lead MAGA over the cliff. Well, maybe that is going to happen. MS List is with us. Welcome to the live chat, MS List. Glad that you're here. You're new. I admire RFK. I will be thankful for everything that Bobby Kennedy Jr. has done to fight for informed consent and the moms and the children who have been vaccine injured over the past 20 years. You cannot erase that from his record. And he might not agree with you on certain political agenda items. I get it. But on that, I admire him too. What else do we have here? Studio 8424 says Shanahan, Nicole Shanahan is Ms. Event 201. And you're right. Whitney Webb, and she is the creator of Unlimited Hangout, which is a great website. And Whitney Webb is quite brilliant, but she gets deep into the weeds. So it's a lot. But she did pull up that Nicole Shanahan and the director of her company were underwriters or somehow funded in some capacity Event 201, which was the precursor for COVID-19 and the lockdowns of 2020. So her fingers are all up in that, at least according to Whitney Webb. And yeah, I don't like that. I don't like it, Studio 8424. But you know what? At the time, a lot of the medical freedom docs that we rely on now for great information, they were also in the system. They also trusted the system. And through this period and this process, people began to wake up. And so I give people room to wake up, and then I judge them by their fruits. Discernible policy outcome. That is the way I come to decisions. We have not seen RFK Jr. in an elected capacity. He's never been a public servant or an elected official. He's only operated outside of the government systems. And what he's done outside of the government systems, I like. We don't know how he would govern as a president. That's one of the reasons that I had preference for Ron DeSantis over RFK Jr., because Ron DeSantis has a record. We can look at what he does and we can judge him by it. That's something that we don't have with RFK Jr. We have that with Trump. We have that with Biden. And so that's how you're going to make your decision, right? You want to go with the wild card. You want to go with someone you're not really sure what he's going to do, but at least it's better than the corrupted two-party, you know, gaslighting system. I don't know. That's going to be up to you guys. Okay. So, but yeah, according to Whitney Webb, there are connections between this vice president and Event 201, which is a concern. It is absolutely a concern. Yeah, you guys are great. All right. So let's go to, so those are the live chatters. Yeah, I got to go pretty soon. I've been teasing this. This is a great discourse between RFK Jr. and Chris Cuomo. And these are the discussions that we need to have. This is why this election year is going to be really interesting. And as you guys know, my mission is just to keep this topic on the front line and keep this topic in the discourse. And if we can do that in 2024, along with rejecting the fear porn, along with rejecting their agenda items and building up our medical freedom communities and protecting the medical freedom communities, then I think that we're going to be okay. So this is the reason why I think we should still give RFK Jr. a little bit of time and attention. Here is the discourse.
the insiders, the one who gave us the chronic disease epidemic. They gave us the $34 trillion debt. President Bush, President Biden, and President Trump, during their short times in office, a single term each together, drove up a larger debt than every president since George Washington combined. And Congress let them do it. So it's not somebody inside who's going to solve the problem. They're the ones who gave us the problem. We need somebody who can think about it in a different way.
Accepted with a comma that, you know, the pandemic boosted a lot of the spending needs. But that said, I look forward to having Shanahan on. It's an open invitation.
But they didn't need to do that. I mean, President Trump came in and said, I'm going to run the country like a business. And then he shut down 3.3 million businesses. What businessman would do that? He handed the keys to every one of our businesses in this country
but Bobby,
Anthony Fauci.
But Bobby, and I'm sure this is going to go viral because I'm about to defend Trump. When everybody comes to you, if it's President Kennedy, and says, we need to do this right now, this is not going to last a week or 2 weeks, this is a real problem, we're going to be overwhelmed, there's only one place that makes the swabs that we need, that's what pushed Trump into that situation. And then you had the businesses closed, you had all these people out of work, you had all these other problems, they started spending money. Biden continued to spend the money, Trump wanted to spend
thing,
even
Chris,
more. You got to give him a little bit of a break on that. The pandemic was a problem.
Here's the thing, Chris. If I were president, that would have never happened. Never, ever. When my uncle was president, when John Kennedy was president, he was during the Cuban Missile Crisis, when the whole world was on the edge of a nuclear war, he had 11 of the 13 top advisors, what they call the XCOM committee, telling him he needed to invade Cuba. If he had gone ahead and done that, it would have been the end of the world. We now know. So, and he said, no, he researched the issue himself. He said, show me the aerial photos. He asked the CIA, what is Khrushchev going to do? Isn't it going to make, if we go in and kill his gun crews in Cuba, isn't he going to have to come into Germany? And isn't that going to end up in a nuclear war? He asked the questions. He went granular. He did the details and he figured out a different solution. And we need that kind of president today. And we needed it during the pandemic. And unfortunately, we got two presidents who made a series of bad choices, drove up a $16 trillion in costs, destroyed an entire generation of kids and their learning, did things that nobody in their right mind would have done during a pandemic, that violated every pandemic protocol that we've developed over 50 years. You do not shut down a country or respiratory illness, because everybody knows it's going to go through anyway, and it was an illness that spread indoors, not outdoors, and we knew that from the beginning.
And that is RFK Jr. in a very important discourse with Chris Cuomo. Whether you trust him or not, whether you want to vote for him or not, it is the platforming of that issue, that we're not going to allow them in election cycle 2024 to take the issue of lockdowns and the atrocities committed during 2020 and 2021 off the table. Now, I'm looking at the live chat and I see, you know, there is an umbrella theory that I am not against. And I'm still parsing this out. You can never know what drives people independently. You can never know what's happening in the back rooms or the discussion, but there definitely is an umbrella theory out there that the two-party, uniparty political system, the big players know that the jig is up, that the American people get it. They know it's all rigged. And so that there's a deal that's been made, RFK comes in as the outsider, but that he is aligned, right? That he is aligned with the Trumps and the Bidens and the showmakers and is just part of the razzle-dazzle and the show. And so I can see that on the live chat. I can see, and quite frankly, that's probably the perspective of people like Whitney Webb. It's probably the perspective of people like David, I believe his name is David Icke or David Icke. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but he's out there kind of calling out the whole system, saying that it's all completely rigged, including RFK Jr. I don't buy that. I don't know, or I can't prove that. And I don't know if that's the case. But here is what you should hold on to, okay? It doesn't matter what agendas are driving these people. What matters is the discourse. What matters is if it weren't for discussions like the one that RFK Jr. had with Cuomo that I just played for you, then people, we would have moved on from what happened during COVID-19 in 2021, or 2020 and 2021 already, right? So this is evidence that the American consumer, remember, what is the best way to resist? It is to change your consumption habits. It is to change what you do, right? From your own corner of the world, and to just not play their game. Don't get the vaccine. Don't drink the Bud Light. Don't shop at the Target. Don't buy the Disney movies. Like, all of this impacts them. Don't fall victim or prey to the 24-hour fear, rage news cycle. Those are individual Americans acting not in a coordinated way, but definitely, impacting, what they're doing or their agendas in terms of trying to move us into this great reset, new world order situation. And so even if you don't trust the players, understand that if they even have this game, it is because way too many of us have woken up in the first place. So that's the good news. Right? And don't worry about why people are doing things. And don't worry about whether or not they have a back room deal. Just look at the discernible policy outcome. That's the only way you can judge these things. And everyone's going to drag you down a rabbit hole of conspiracy theory and this backroom deal and that backroom deal. And I agree, Shanahan, not my favorite pick. She has a history of progressivism. She's connected with the World Economic Forum, or she was connected with the World Economic Forum, connected to big tech, loves AI, and probably had something to do with Agenda 21. So I'm not discounting any of that. But you've got to look at the bigger picture. And the fact that this election cycle now has COVID-19 response on the table, as evidenced by that discourse on mainstream news media, that's a good thing. So we just have to do our job of continuing to push these guys into doing what they need to do and really shoving them into a corner so that they can't get away with not keeping good on their promises or with any of the agenda items that they're trying to roll out, okay? Listen, they haven't been able to lock us down again. And quite frankly, they haven't been able to crash the economy. The economy's not good, right? But somehow, as Americans, we are chugging along. We are saving. We are hunkering down. We are cutting out frivolous expenses. We are making different decisions about consumption, about how we save. We're investing in gold. We're getting, secure phone lines. All of these things are happening. This economy is still churning on. And I think that they have much less power to just take everything down than we think they do. And so just keep running the course and we'll work through all of this. All right. CJP Rumble, it's hard to know which distraction is the real one. Well, yeah, absolutely. CTZ says they don't care about us. If we're lucky, we are the 10% of the voting electorate. Good. 10% of people who are awake to what is going on can change the entire country. If you just refuse to give up and you refuse to back down, you refuse to comply. And so, yeah, we're going to continue to keep an eye on all of this. I love your comments. You guys are great. Yeah, Garth says grand juries in every county is the only long-term solution to end our post-constitutional republic. Absolutely. I love everything but the kitchen sink, and I love bottom up. Daniel Horowitz talked about freedom caucuses, statewide freedom caucuses in every red state and also in blue states across the country, building it from the bottom up. Great idea. If there's one thing that I would encourage, this is a national program and we talk about the things that you guys want us to talk about. And there is a 2024 election happening. So we're going to cover it here on the show. But honestly, I, again, think this is the least important election of our lifetime. The grand juries in every single county, Garth Hilton, the freedom caucuses that are building up in states across the country, your organization from the bottom up, school boards, zoning boards. I noticed that it looks like Bill Benz on the live chat is planning on running for school board. Amazing, right? Get your groups together, resist from the bottom up, zig when they want you to zag, right? And, all of these things, throw so many wrenches into their plans and they can't control it. And if they're bringing in RFK and that conspiracy theory is true as posited by Whitney Webb and he's part of the whole thing, well, then good. That means that the two-party unibrow false, you know, election show isn't working and people aren't buying it anymore. So all of this is a good thing. All of this is a good thing. And I want you guys just to continue to hunker down and to find good information, promote this show, promote other independent outlets that are willing to talk about these things, and we're going to be just fine. All right? Chuck Tiza says militias. All right. I love militias. You know, let's go for it. That was a major part of the founding of this country. So it's great. Arlo Zed said, seek, promote, and support constitutional sheriffs. They are our first line of defense. 100%. And so we'll continue to cover that stuff. A lot of great ideas on that bottom-up resistance. There's much you can do independently, individually. There's much you can do organizationally. And yeah, we have an election happening. But, you know, that only scratches the surface of the solutions that we can push forward in this country. And quite frankly, we have a great example in Governor Ron DeSantis. And so that's why they had the Babylon Bee headline. DeSantis kicked out of the Republican Party for accomplishing way too many things, right? Apparently, Bizarro Khan was really annoyed by this Babylon Bee headline, but it is true. Ron DeSantis, very quietly, very diligently from the great state of Florida, continuing to kick ass, right? Even in this crazy election cycle, he is, I mean, just winning upon winning upon winning. So there are all kinds of things that we can do. Really appreciate all of your comments. We're going to wrap up the show. I have to go get my hair done and I'm not going to be late, but it is getting close. So yeah, went a bit longer today. A minute or an hour and 22 minutes is pretty good. That is pretty good. The B for the win, says CJP Rumble. Studio 8424. By the way, hair appointment or no, Shannon is a firecracker. Well, you know, I don't always get it right. You guys don't have to agree with me. Agree with me, disagree with me. It's okay. I don't really care. I'm going to just tell you what I think every day. And I think that's why people come back to the show. Do a lot of research. I have a lot of sources. I pay very, very close attention. And I have for well over 10 years. I look for patterns and I report back to you what I think about things. And that's really as simple as it is. But there are so few voices out there that actually do that. A lot of the stuff you see is, it's written by the producers. It's designed to generate clicks and fear and serve certain agendas. And it's just not organic and genuine. And agree with me or disagree, what you're going to get here every day is the truth as I perceive it. And I'm always on that diligent search for truth as well. So you guys have a great day. Let's close up the show. Remember, next week we have Dr. Kat Lindley, who is reporting on the World Health Organization and their shenaniganizing. They're trying to clamp down, pedal to the metal, gain more power. This is coming up in May. So we're going to talk to her about that. Also, Dr. Pierre Corey, he wrote the book on ivermectin, is really heavily researching this surge in cancers. And his interview is going to be incredibly important next week on the Shannon Joy Show. Dr. Pierre Corey of FLCCC. Again, reminder, next week is a short week. We will not have a Friday show or a Monday show. As I wrangle the kiddos, it is spring break week for them. So we are going to be taking a break for 2 days, but we'll be back the Tuesday after the eclipse, by the way, which is happening right here in Rochester, New York. Apparently, there's only like a couple spots in the entire world that will be able to witness the eclipse, and Rochester's one of them. So that's going to be happening the week after next, but we'll be back on Tuesday. Also, if you want to support the Shannon Joy Show, please go to theshannonjoy.com, theshannonjoy.com. The website is getting a makeover, and we are ready to debut that. That is super exciting. But for now, it's still the clunky old website. But you can contribute to the Shannon Joy Show and set up a monthly membership. So if you go to theshannonjoy.com, you can do that. Also, right here on Rumble, if you click the red join button, that will join you to our locals community. I'm going to be doing more with locals in the coming weeks, and more organic things and just kind of lifestyle things, and, you know, not so packaged and presented like the show here on Rumble, but it's going to be a little more intimate with the, you know, real core supporters of the Shannon Joy Show. So if you click on that join button, you can support us with a monthly contribution or a one-time contribution. And also on the live chat, if you just hit the dollar sign at the bottom, you can become a supporter, $5 a month of the Shannon Joy Show, and keep this little engine that could chugging right along. So I think that's it. Is there anything else that we need? Oh, tomorrow we're going to do a watch party. Care Corrupted, The Killing Nurses of the Third Reich. Unbelievable documentary that we are going to be viewing here on the Shannon Joy Show live channel at 11 a.m. Eastern time. I will watch that with you. I won't be on air, but I'll be on the live chat, and we'll do that watch party. This is a very important documentary, and you will be blown away by the similarities of what we are living through today versus what went down in Nazi Germany in the years prior to the Holocaust. Very, very similar. Complete corruption, political corruption of the healthcare industry, the medical community in the Third Reich prior to the Holocaust. Very important. You'll gain an enormous amount of understanding, and it will prepare you and it will empower you as we navigate a healthcare system right now in the United States of America that is completely crumbling, right? I mean, the incentives for medical institutions to roll out protocols that are damaging to the human body, the lack of oversight and insight, the institutional capture of our FDA, our CDC, they're sending out guidelines to the medical community. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. And so you guys need to be empowered, and you need to have really good information. And this documentary will just blow you away. So we're going to watch that tomorrow. Okay. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much. Studio 8424, Politically Hopeless. Thank you. Great show for sure. Organic. Yeah. Yeah. Organic to a fault. Very, very loosely produced by me, but we do the best that we can. CJP Rumble, thank you so much. And Vidana, thank you so much, girlfriend. So glad that you are with us on the Shannon Joy Show live chat. The best live chatters on Rumble. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much. We'll be back tomorrow to finish off the week right here on the Shannon Joy Show. Hey everyone, Shannon Joy for Connecta Mobile. So when I started my show 10 years ago, I would talk to my friends about privacy and the Fourth Amendment, and they would look at me like I had three heads. Now, fast forward to 2024, post-COVID, and everyone is talking about privacy. We are freaked out by AI, grossed out by government surveillance, and very aware that data is the new gold. Combine that with the new reality that your whole life and all of your data is on your phone and in the palm of your hands, making you a sitting duck for common hackers, corporate hustlers, or government spies. Are you going to let them get away with that? Well, I'm not. And that's why I use my Connecta mobile phone as the official business phone for Joy Media. That's because Connecta is the only phone company that specializes in security and privacy above all else. Call Connecta Mobile today and talk to a real person who lives in the United States about securing your devices and communications for as little as $35 a month. Their basic plan includes device encryption, encrypted text and data, also a free phone. That's just the beginning. Call 941-246-2156 to talk to a representative. That's 941-246-2156. Or go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy. Get securely connected today only with Connecta.